Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 180. Love the Lord thy God. Love is staff and rod for heart and soul and mind. In this command forever strong, to silence thoughts of wrong, all laws fulfillment find. Hymn number 180. Scriptural this morning will be given by Betty from California.
I shall read from the King James Version of the Bible, Isaiah. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the repetition of the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let us now sing hymn number 195. Not what I am, O Lord, but what thou art. That alone can be my soul's true rest. Thy love, not mine, bids fear and doubt depart, and stills the tumult of my troubled breast. Hymn number 195.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 o'clock with our roundtable discussion, which is kind of a training session in Christian Science. And we had a very good one this morning. So if you missed it, please, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. Also on Sundays, we have a Sunday school for children that takes place at 11 a.m. It also takes place via a teleconference number so that any child anywhere in the world can attend. And every Wednesday evening at 8:15, we have a testimony meeting where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives transformed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for the infants and toddlers. You can find us not only here in Plainfield, New Jersey, but also on our website, plainfieldcs.com. We also have a channel on YouTube. And we can be found on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can listen to all of our services either on our website, our channel on YouTube, or from your telephone via a teleconference number that we provide just for that purpose. This is the time of year when we recommend that everybody read the article, What Christmas Means to Me, by Mary Baker Eddy. It's the perfect way to start the Christmas season. And if you don't have the book, well, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And next Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we will have another Bible study session. So check the website for Bible study questions. And please join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from miscellaneous writings, which attests to the power obtained just by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Russ from British Columbia, Canada.
I'll read from Prose Works by Mary Baker Eddy, Letters from Those Healed. Language is inadequate when bearing grateful testimony to the book Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. By its simple reading, I was healed of ills which baffled the skill of specialists, and all curatives that love and money could command. After 18 years of invalidism and 8 years of skepticism, without hope and with no God except the first cause, I was given up to die. A loving friend told me of this book, which was soon brought, and 35 pages of the first chapter were read to me that evening. The next morning I got up, walked, and read the book for myself. I mentioned the chapter for the reason that nearly 2 years have passed since those wonderful words of life were first read to me, and still their sacred sweetness is ever the same. Now I exclaim, God is all. This is Mary, initials A.R.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 18 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, Soul and Body. The golden text is from Psalms. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. The responsive reading is from Jeremiah. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying,
Arise, and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words.
Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, and another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it.
Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying,
O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand. O house of Israel.
Bruce will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Psalms. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. John. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, If thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. First Corinthians. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And so it is written, The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. 1 Thessalonians. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Day Day from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Soul, or spirit, is God, unchangeable and eternal, and man coexists with and reflects soul, God, for man is God's image. Christian Science explains all cause and effect as mental, not physical. It lifts the veil of mystery from soul and body. It shows the scientific relation of man to God, disentangles the interlaced ambiguities of being, sets free the imprisoned thought. In divine science, the universe, including man, is spiritual, harmonious, and eternal. Soul and spirit being one, God and soul are one. And this one never included in a limited mind or a limited body. Spirit is eternal, divine. Nothing but spirit, soul, can evolve life, for spirit is more than all else. Because soul is immortal, it does not exist in mortality. Soul must be incorporeal to be spirit, for spirit is not finite. Only by losing the false sense of soul can we gain the eternal unfolding of life as immortality brought to light. Question. What are body and soul? Answer. Identity is the reflection of spirit, the reflection in multifarious forms of the living principle, love. Soul is the substance, life, and intelligence of man, which is individualized, but not in matter. Soul can never reflect anything inferior to spirit. Man is the expression of soul. Science reveals spirit, soul, as not in the body, and God as not in man, but as reflected by man. The greater cannot be in the lesser. The belief that the greater can be in the lesser is an error that works ill. This is a leading point in the science of soul. That principle is not in its idea. Spirit, soul, is not confined in man, and is never in matter. Man is the reflection of soul. He He is the direct opposite of material sensation, and there is but one ego. We run into error when we divide soul into soul, multiply mind into minds, and suppose error to be in mind, then mind to be in matter, and matter to be a lawgiver, unintelligence to act like intelligence, and mortality to be the matrix of immortality. Mortal existence is a dream. Mortal existence has no real entity, but saith, it is I. The belief that God lives in matter is pantheistic. The error, which says that soul is in body, mind is in matter, and good is in evil, must unsay it and cease from such utterances. Else God will continue to be hidden from humanity, and mortals will sin without knowing that they are sinning, will lean on matter instead of spirit, stumble with lameness, drop with drunkenness, consume with disease, all because of their blindness, their false sense concerning God and man. The science of being shows it to be impossible for infinite spirit or soul to be in a finite body, or for man to have an intelligence separate from his maker. The potter is not in the clay, else the clay would have power over the potter. God is his own infinite mind and expresses all. Day may decline and shadows fall, but darkness flees when the earth has again turned upon its axis. The sun is not affected by the revolution of the earth. So science reveals soul as God, untouched by sin and death, as the central life and intelligence around which circle harmoniously all things in the systems of mind. There is neither growth, maturity, nor decay in soul. These changes are the mutations of material sense, the varying clouds of mortal beliefs, which hide the truth of being. Jesus said of Lazarus, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." Jesus restored Lazarus by the understanding that Lazarus had never died, not by an admission that his body had died and then lived again. Had Jesus believed that Lazarus had lived or died in his body, the Master would have stood on the same plane of belief as those who buried the body, and he could not have resuscitated it. When you can waken yourself or others out of the belief that all must die, you can then exercise Jesus' spiritual power to reproduce the presence of those who have thought they died, but not otherwise. Paul said, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Sooner or later, we shall learn that the fetters of man's finite capacity are forged by the illusion that he lives in body instead of in soul, in matter instead of in spirit. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The law of mortal belief at war with the facts of immortal life, even with the spiritual law which says to the grave, "Where is thy victory?" But when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory." So long as we believe that soul can sin, or that immortal soul is in mortal body, we can never understand the science of being. When humanity does understand this science, it will become the law of life to man, even the higher law of soul, which prevails over material sense through harmony and immortality. Man, reflecting God, cannot lose his individuality, but as material sensation or a soul in the body, blind mortals do lose sight of spiritual individuality. Material personality is not realism. It is not the reflection or likeness of spirit, the perfect God. Sensualism is not bliss, but bondage. For true happiness, man must harmonize with his principle, divine love. The Son must be in accord with the Father, in conformity with Christ. The so-called laws of mortal belief are destroyed by the understanding that soul is immortal, and that mortal mind cannot legislate the times, periods, and types of disease with which mortals die. Soul changeth not.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 32. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, 'neath which our spirits blend like brother birds that soar and sing, and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 32.
Thank you.
Well, we could stop there, but let's sing hymn number 66. From these thy children gathered in thy name, from hearts made whole, from lips redeemed from woe, thy praise, O Father, shall forever flow. Alleluia, alleluia. Hymn number 66.
Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen.